We know that the democracy we seek to build and entrench in Ghana will only succeed if we build a prosperous nation and our people are at peace with themselves and with the world. Our party's motto, Development in Freedom, states clearly this philosophy. We have embarked upon an ambitious program in education to ensure that every child born in Ghana has a minimum of secondary school level education. As from 7 September, secondary high school education in our public schools has been made free. It has meant that 90,000 more students have entered secondary school this year than last year. We want to equip our young people with the skills that would make our economy competitive in the world. We want our population to have the confidence to be active participants in their governance and to be able to face the world on any subject. The democracy that we seek to build does not end in casting votes and electing a president and a member of parliament once every 4 years. We seek to build a prosperous nation with equal opportunities, where all citizens feel they have a stake. Never again should a Ghanaian citizen feel he has to join the desperados that cross the Sahara and drown in the Mediterranean Sea because their own country holds no promise or hope. I know there will always be those among us who would want to try and seek their fortunes in foreign lands. We wish them well and pray that they are treated with dignity wherever they go, but it should never be because there are no opportunities in Ghana. Our infant democracy has put us on the path to sustainable development, which will improve the way we manage our natural and human resources. We are on the path to creating wealth in improving the lives of our people. We're determined to do that by transforming the structure of our economy. The neo-colonial economy, based on the production and export of raw materials, cannot form the basis of a new era of prosperity for our people. We have to move, and we are moving towards an economy of processed agricultural and engineering goods and services. That is the way to job creation on a mass base and an improvement in the incomes of ordinary Ghanaians. Widespread unemployment, especially amongst the youth, the greatest segment of our population, as in all African countries, represents the greatest threat to our democracy and stability. Only a performing, rapidly expanding economy that generates jobs can provide an urgent solution. In the short space of 10 months since my government took office, the macroeconomy has been stabilizing. The fiscal deficit, which stood at 9.5% at the end of 2016, has been reduced to 6.3%. Inflation within the same period has declined from 15.4% to 11.6%. Our economy has grown from 3.3% last year, the lowest in 22 years, to 7.9%. Interest rates are declining, and we're now witnessing a more stable cedi, our national currency. We're creating a business-friendly environment that should encourage significant investments in the development of our economy. Our determination to build our democracy is further anchored in our deep-seated belief in the concept of the separation of powers as an active principle for the promotion of freedom and accountable governance, free of corruption. Independent judges, administering the law, protecting the human rights of citizens, and ensuring public accountability are strong pillars of our democracy. Let me end with this quote from Reinhold Niebuhr, famous American theologian and philosopher. He said, and I endorse it wholeheartedly, quote, "Man's capacity for justice makes democracy possible, but man's inclination to injustice makes democracy necessary. To which I might add, prosperity that is not built on justice and democracy has a tendency to collapse. Ladies and gentlemen, I vote for democracy and development. I thank you very much for your attention.
Thank you very much, Mr. President, for that fascinating talk. It really is.